4 years ago, Captain Richard Phillips and his freighter crew were attacked by pirates off the coast of Somalia. The incident made headlines and inspired a memoir that in turn inspired a movie. The film is called Captain Phillips, and Tom Hanks plays the title character. Our critic Bob Mondello says it's a gripping thriller.
As the Maersk freighter Alabama rounds the Horn of Africa, a day or so out of port in April 2009, Captain Richard Phillips isn't leaving much to chance. Recent hijackings by Somali pirates have him and his crew on edge, so they've been running security drills, and as it happens, they're in the middle of one when he spots two blips on the ship's radar.
I don't like the look of that.
He likes it even less when he peers through binoculars.
They're coming in fast.
Fishing skiffs, men with assault rifles, looking at the freighter the way Ahab looked at Moby Dick. Phillips radios for help.
Potential piracy situation.
Copy, Alabama. You should alert your crew and get your fire hoses ready.
Is that it?
Chances are it's just fishermen.
They're not here to fish.
Captain Phillips gets creative.
Can't let them attach that ladder.
130 degrees.
130 degrees.
And that buys the crew time, but the big lumbering freighter can't outrun the skiffs, and soon they've been boarded.
Lock down the bridge.
Yeah.
Listen up. You know the drill.
We stay hidden no matter what. I don't want any hostages.
Soko!
If the pirates find you, remember, you know the ship. They don't. Make them feel like they're in charge, but keep them away from the important things like the generator and the engine controls.
All sensible, all pointless. Moments later, four Somali pirates are on the bridge, and Phillips only has his wits to work with.
We got a problem. We pushed the ship too hard. We're off the grid. That means the computer's now offline.
Captain.
The ship's broken.
Captain, no one gets hurt if you don't play no game.
The lead pirate, gaunt, young, and scarily calm.
Look at me,
sure.
Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Director Paul Greengrass is the guy who made the second and third Bourne movies, not to mention the nightmarish 9/11 drama United 93, so he's an old hand at ratcheting up tension, and for this first half of Captain Phillips, the movie works just the way you'd expect. Then Phillips gets trapped with the pirates in a tiny enclosed lifeboat separate from the ship, and the film shifts into less charted dramatic waters, becoming both more intimate as two very different captains square off, and more politically intriguing as the desperation of the Somalis comes into sharper focus. The endgame, which actually happened, remember, can't help playing like a Navy SEAL recruitment film, but Greengrass makes the pirates strikingly individual, and Tom Hanks and newcomer Barkhad Abdi are so compellingly matched that unlike most thrillers, it won't be the action climax in Captain Phillips that'll stick with you. It's the aftermath which gets at the emotional toll of terrorism in a way few movies have. I'm Bob Mondello.